So, I have a fancy screen because I'm important. And that's a problem, because everyone developed over code over the last years for assuming screens are roughly the same size. So to fix this, Qt come up with a system similar to how Android and Apple are doing this. And it means messing with the concept of this world, where a pixel. A pixel means a dot on the physical screen, but we were also using it to mean a point in a size in your code. So you would say something is 20 pixels big, or you would say something is 40 pixels big, expecting it to be roughly 3 or 4 centimeters on the screen. But now when you have a bigger screen, that breaks. So pixels now means one of two things in Qt code. It can be pixels on the screen, device pixels, or pixels in your code base, device independent pixels. And everything gets very confusing at this point. So I'm talking to you as developers because it's developers that need to fix existing code. In theory, with the changes in Qt, you don't need to do anything. However, the difference between theory and practice is in theory, they're both the same. You will have to change some code because some things do break. So how it works internally. Effectively, Qt does a set world transform whenever it paints, so every time you give it a size, it will draw it bigger. And then when you click an event, it will take the coordinates and divide it back to where it is. And it's such a rubbish solution, it works perfectly. It's really quite simple. Draw it bigger, scale all your input coordinates back. So what works? You draw arc, you draw rect, you draw text. Everything looks super perfect with this scaling inside QPainter, because QPainter is really well designed. However, draw pixmap doesn't work as well, because if you have a small pixmap and you say draw it bigger because we're scaling it, you can't magically invent what the pixels were. Once you have a small pixmap, you always have a small pixmap. And if you scale it up, it looks like this, which even on this projector looks blocky. So, assuming we have a fancy screen, we have our device pixel ratio is set to 2, we're scaling everything from the user space to device by 2. If I have this line in my code, I have an icon, a Q icon, and I call Q icon.pixmap, and I say I want the size to be 20 by 20, and then I print out the size of the pixmap, what's it going to return? Well, it returns a pixmap which is sized 40 by 40. You request 20 by 20, device independent pixels, and you get the pixmap is in device pixels, so it's 40 by 40. So you get this mixed map between what you request and the pixmap you get back. And same for Q images as well. But there's a bit of metadata attached to the pixmap that says, I've already been scaled. I was created expecting a device pixel ratio to be 2. So whenever we generate a pixmap in our code, anywhere in KD code, you need to make it bigger than was requested. You need to turn it from device independent pixels to device pixels. And you do that simply by multiplying it by a device pixel ratio. And then you want to set the metadata so other bits of code know that I've already scaled this. And now, when we're using the size of that pixmap in our code, if we ever want to know what the size of that pixmap is in device-independent pixels, as in for positioning a pixmap, we need to scale it back. So you need to divide it by a device pixel ratio. And I know this all sounds confusing because I'm saying we're a pixel for two different things. It is, but once you understand it, it's really quite a simple system. Q images and Q pixmaps are device-independent pixels. Everything else are device pixels. Everything else is device. Good thing they wrote it down. And I'll copy all of this into a blog post where we can digest it. And I've got an example, but I'm not going to go through it now because I'm short of time. So, between the community, everything is fixed in frameworks, as far as I know. Everything is fixed within system settings, and everything's fixed in Dolphin. I spent some time in Dolphin, and spent some time on Ksnapshot. Alex helped on that. But there are hundreds of apps. There are hundreds of apps inside the KDE world, and no one person has time to do all of them. So every developer in this room and every developer not in this room needs to really check your app works and fix it. And testing is really quite simple. You don't need a new screen. You can make a joke, but it gets old after a while. You don't need a new screen. You set an environment variable, and you set your font DPI in system settings, and then you run it. And then if something looks blocky, you fix it. If something looks completely broken, then it's even more important you fix it. I've got a buff Tuesday, 9:30, so early in the morning, where bring it up, I'll help look through anything that's broken, we'll discuss how to solve any particular issues you might have, and I'm happy to help out fixing people's apps. And that's it from me.